Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Yay, let's get into true empowerment today. Okay, so I got lots of background noise, so let's go ahead and turn that off and go back into lecture mode, as they call it, on the system. So, I put together this call, and it's probably been one that's been working within me for decades, actually. And so I do invite you, I know we always take questions at the end, but I do invite you to ask questions in addition to your personal ones about what the heck I'm talking about, because in this format, I want to make sure we're all coming along as best we can with that, because I want you to get the most of what is happening here. Now, I've talked about a Venus cycle before. I kind of think of it as an initiation cycle. It happens, in the sky, in the universe with Venus. But, one of the things I'd like to say about it is I'm not an astrologer, but I do notice patterns. And when Venus goes into the underworld, as we would call it, it would be sort of like Mercury retrograde goes away for a while, and some people are very affected, some people are not affected, some people it's all in their head, but some people actually do notice that their relationship with the world shifts during that time. And I can say that that's often true with Venus. Now, Venus has a lot of interesting connotations. It's a planet of love. It's also the one of money. So relationships, it's got a lot of power in it because we project a lot on those power. And it also represents our deep feminine nature. So when we're talking about the underworld, we're talking about Persephone's journey. We're talking about what happens when we go deep. In a cycle, there are basically three phases, which is basic problem solving, truly. One is the problem presents itself. And that's usually the first transit. You know, the problem presents itself, and suddenly you know, oh, this thing's going on with me, or there it is again. Then it goes deeper. You're into more of the juice of what is going on. So sometimes that appears as things just fell apart worse, or I noticed that even more intensely than I did before. And then the resolution comes. So the resolution in April, mid-April should start showing up. By May, you should probably have your feet together. And that's in the cycle of the planets. Now, I usually feel them before they happen and resolve them a little earlier than many people. And you might be like that too. So don't let the timing slow you down if your resolutions start coming. Or you can dive deeper and find something else to work with. And then there are also collateral issues that show up, which are really cool, because as you're solving something that's more hidden, because we are talking about hidden issues or different perspectives in looking at something, you may notice a lot of other things that are related to it that you didn't really see how it was related before. So you want to give yourself the space to be aware of what is going on. So I did talk a little bit, I was reading my notes about unbinding your power, which is what we're talking about today. And I talked about the mind. Now, for those of us who have psychology degrees, you know what we're talking about with the ego. What is the ego? And in layman's terms, it sort of becomes something that is kind of considered like this bad thing we must get rid of. Now, I want to remind everybody about a different definition of the mind. And the mind certainly gets in the way, but it also has a purpose. And I was kind of looking that up today. Let's see what that is. See if I remember what it was. It's the part that mediates reality testing between the conscious and the unconscious mind. So that's like your basic definition of what that and how you fit into reality. And that's human nature. That's what we are doing as humans. Now we're evolving this. And one of the best ways that we're evolving it is we're giving up judgment about it. We're giving up judgment that this is part of our evolution. Because as long as we're judging it, we're not able to transmute it. We're not able to change it. We're not able to evolve and take that mind into awareness and equanimity. All right. So we've had a lot of clearing since this call. I mean, so you might have started feeling it 5 days ago, maybe since the last call, but this has all been coming together. Just all the material is showing up for you, and it's showing up enough that you may have noticed something. You may have noticed what you're working on. And I want you just to be aware of what is it I'm dealing with now? What is in my reality now that I am ready to shift? All right, go ahead and breathe. You can sit on your hand if you'd like, or put your hand just right below your belly button. And you can put the other one, either the left one, on the heart or the forehead or the top of the head. I want you just to start moving that energy of the main central. So everybody on this call is aware that I work with core energy. What's your core? What's that line? What's that column of light that moves down? I want to get very specific today, because when we talk about that core, we're often talking about the identity of the energy coming in from the universe that supports us. But I want to get into the life force line. I want that main center. I want to get into the one that mediates between you, your body, and the outer world. So in my imagination, in my vision, it's a smaller part. It's a line within the core. And I want you to go there. I want you to go there, and we're going to run energy just to clear, just to reinforce it, just to make it more comfortable. Not that many people have a very comfortable life force line. And let's get some ease in. All right, so in my visual way of seeing things, can be completely different than yours, but when I gaze at this line, it pretty much is a representation of what's going on in the outer for someone too. What is your relationship with other people and with power? So as we're all kind of sinking in now, so I want you to go below your spine, below your tailbone, and somewhere between you and the earth, or in the middle of the earth. It can be anywhere between the middle of the earth and your knees and your feet, somewhere in there. I want you to find like a feminine cave energy. And I want you to have that clear, resting, available potential energy. And we're going to loop that with the infinite, you could call it the infinite potential, but we don't want to be so hung up on the potential that we never actually get into the reality. Okay, good. It occurred to me that we had been speaking so much about potential, which brings in all the opportunities and options and helps widen our perception. But sometimes we forget to bring in the activation. So we want to bring in the activation for our human evolution, our soul advancement, our truth. Very good. All right, so there's some more levels clearing. So I'm just going to stay in this energy while everybody gets a little closer together. Keep working on this. So I'm hearing an inner question about why, what's the thing about the ego, Sherry? And I'm just addressing this way that we beat each other up about ego. You know, oh, that's just your ego. Well, the ego is an idea of a relationship, but you can also call it, you can also see this in action in other ways. And I want to talk about that. Now, 30 years ago, almost everybody that was my client had just left the cult. They were cults in India. They were cults in the United States. I worked with a family who were in part of like a suicidal cult. In fact, several of them. And I found that a very profound experience. I found an extraordinarily profound experience for me as a person. For some reason, I had some ability to assist people who were leaving these places or who had lost loved ones to these situations. And that cycle is emerging again. We see an awful lot of people in spiritual belief that's not actually grounded within themselves. And that's another version of giving away your power or projecting your power outside of yourself. Now, that's very different than I have ruby slippers, and with these ruby slippers, I'll find my way home. That's very different than I have the secret stone that I project some power onto when I'm not feeling very empowered myself, and then I bring it back into myself. This is when things get usually way, way high in the head. You don't see this very often low. You can see roots there, but it's way up, and people start feeling quite connected to these other things. And there's always truth in it. There's always amazing truth in it. But that discernment between truth and not truth is what comes to light. And then sometimes all of us have been caught in some version of it through advertising or that or this or the other. We are moving in a time where this sort of thing is going to be more prevalent. So we need to be clear as to what's right for us. We also need to let go of judgment for the time that someone did charismatically or energetically con us. And most of the time, it's less of a con than an evolution in a downward spiral. Like it starts really good, but it can't hold itself up. Or the people around the person shift it. So the whole call isn't really about that. The call is just as a reminder that when we are ungrounded, when we give our power away way up in the upper chakras and forget to connect to those discerning life force energies, that this is when we can go off the rails. Okay, so go ahead and let's go to that life force energy right in the core. And so there's more clearing. So I'd like you just to allow yourself to let go of the limitations that you're holding there. And this is where you're projecting your power out, where you're shutting your power down, where you're fearful of being your potential, your best self, because you're not going to fit in anymore, where you're in denial of the truth of who you are. Where it's easier to play less than. So you guys are starting to move now. Okay, so that's shifting, widening, flowing better. It comes down to we are afraid of change. That's 90% of it. We're afraid of change. We want to hold on to a projected locus of power because it's comfortable and very familiar. And so the very young parts of ourselves know how to connect and our very safety is designed on flawed people, our parents usually, taking care of us. So we have an innate program that allows this to happen. But as our awareness matures, we're able to unlock some of that and let that go and move into not forming those continued relationships. And that's a spiritual journey. And it can happen in a second, or it can happen in a lifetime, or it can happen, you're good, and then you go back and you have to touch some things up. One of the reasons I work with loving light, I call it loving light a lot, is, and in fact, anytime you hear me say light, you might just think she's probably meaning loving light. And the reason is this: when we're in those high light, high energy states, they're beautiful, they're transformative, they're wonderful, and it's so easily co-opted into judgment. You see that in religion. And it's the us and the them. And I'm better and I'm more this than you are. It goes into like that. So when I add love, it does tone the energy in a certain direction. It tones the energy in a certain direction, but it also is a heart work at the same time, which of course is the evolution of humanity. So when we go into the convoluted, tangled state of our mind, of our truth, we take loving light. Because we don't want to go in there to kill the dark, to destroy the dark. These are really old concepts. But they're pervasive. What we're doing is accepting, acknowledging, and allowing, and loving transformation to take place. And just by noticing and being seen, we're able to do that. And I would say, those of us who suffer from, I don't like to be seen, there's something in there. There's some part of us that doesn't want to be seen. And that part has experienced things that are probably unimaginable and that we don't want to feel again. But in the heart work that we do, in the authentic heart work, we learn, you know, the more you practice it, the more you learn that that feeling can be extraordinarily intense. But what used to take months can be over in a short period of time. And that's the same with this. You know, we want to be fearless about acknowledging what we feel, but we don't have to be trapped in this, oh, and that goes on for months. We want to acknowledge that, feel it, acknowledge it, and then the light does its work. We often freeze in these times or go into resistance so much that we forget to make the transformation. You guys are looking much better. So I'm going to bring in some energy. I'm going to bring in the Phoenix light energy for that life force. And while we work this in the core, we're now going directly into this line. Good. Okay, so bringing that in order to bring it in, we had to do some more shifting. So you might be noticing things all over the place. That's fine. I need to expand this as well. I don't want anybody to feel squeezed. So we want to expand it and have a nice sense of a boundary. Now, and also another word, you know, boundary is another one that gets a little this. People think of this wall when we think of a boundary, but it's really it's really like your personal elixir. This is where you are, where you have gathered yourself in order to be who you are. It's actually you being contained and coming in and being with yourself. And throughout history, it's all about boundaries and this and that. And you know, what we're going to be doing today is working with the treaties or the dynamics between other parts of our reality. And we're just getting started. Okay, I'm just watching the setup. So a lot of you just opened your heart. Very good. Some of you are a little wiggly on the a spinal cord, the tailbone going into the earth. So I'm going to expand that downward. Let's go down a little further with that. Just be very tall and long and deep. Good. All right. So we're just connecting in. So projecting our power outside of ourselves is part of the human condition and part of the one that we're shifting. We really are shifting that. And we know that because everyone's very confused about it right now. All right. So you have one job when you realize you're in a projecting. So that is when I can't live unless I look like this, or my life is crap unless I have this kind of relationship, or if I'm not loved or accepted, then, you know, fill in the blank. Or it's like, no matter what, here I am, this big mess. No matter what, I'm still sick. No matter what, I'm not as powerful as I thought I should be. You know, it's kind of like that. It's that automatic thinking we go into when certain dynamics come into play and we find ourselves in what we call a pattern. But I'm going to go deep into the pattern. So about 7 months ago, we started working on collapsing of patterns on certain levels. And we're going to do that today. I'm going to go in and do some collapsing of some of these structures that are way past their due date. And we're going to release some energy that way. But we're also going to take that loving light into the tubes or the caves of this, these places, and we're going to allow. We're going to practice that muscle as a group in allowing and noticing and being with those parts of ourselves that are just a little twisted and offline and working where we're working against ourselves, which in itself is a very powerful thing. You are powerful in your powerlessness because look what you did. You just made yourself very powerless, and that takes quite a bit of work in itself. So to deny who you are actually is very creative. Okay, let's go back into our core. So, we talk about daily practice. I think it's a really good idea to, at each meal or when you wake up or when you go to bed, just to acknowledge, here's my core. This is what my core stands for. Now, if my mind is picking up that there's something out of line between my conscious and unconsciousness, I'm going to turn on my loving light. I'm going to go into my cave and allow anything that just needs to be seen to be seen. Anything hiding in the closet that needs to express itself will integrate or let go. Okay, good. Very creative group. I'm seeing some really interesting looking flashlights and wands. All right, so let's see here. I'm going to go through the Phoenix light again. It feels like we need to bring in. So this is the first time we've done this. So there's a little advanced Phoenix light. And of course, you know, as we become able to take this energy and evolve ourselves, then it evolves. So here we go. That energy is coming in. It's not directly that honey or golden color. This is a little more than that.
Yeah.
That's the fearless energy. That's the one that has the energy to go in and be willing. All right. Okay. I'd like you to go ahead and allow that energy just to expand. And I want you to have it like at least a couple of feet out from your body. So we're going to expand the life force energy just a little bigger than we have before. And I'd like you to put your attention on your below your belly button. And with your attention there, I'd like you to go ahead and look, and you can look right directly in your body, or you can project it out just outside. You know, if it's very painful, sometimes seeing it outside is easier. And so this is the place that you feel empowered in a not functioning way or disempowered. It's just all part of kind of that way we play with power. If you've been ill, it may be that part of you that just feels overwhelmed, or that you cannot get your body to do what you need, and you're angry or you're mad or disappointed. And that very disappointment can hold us in. Hold us locked. All right, so we allow that acceptance to go there. And there's just a whole line of energy we're going to start working with now. So some of it is avoidance. We're going to strengthen our ability for avoiding power, disempower, fright, fear, strange, unusual, disharmony, destruction, and the anti-life acts that we participate in. When we spend a lot of time kind of wallowing in a disempowered state, sometimes that can be anti-life. So let's say you're suffering. Within that suffering, you want to also have that strong light of energy right in your core. You want to keep that going. You want to keep that light very strong and allow both conditions to be there until it's resolved. What we normally do is start projecting out into a story or a pattern. Like I start feeling the symptom, and then suddenly I cascade disempowerment. And I start turning off other symptoms because it reminds me of another time I felt this. There's quite a bit of clearing going on. I'm just staying with it. You guys are doing a great job on those hearts. And I'm going to go in and do more. All right, now, your feeling, we're talking about true feeling, not emotion. That true feeling is part of your awareness. Sometimes we go into feeling, we start amplifying. But you want to just allow that awareness to be there. Good. True empowerment is not needing to be powerful or powerless. It's just acknowledge. And if you meet really powerful people, this is how they are. They're not like chest thumpers. they're not like that. They're quietly holding power. They quietly know that each action and thought that they make have impact. Good. All right, I'm feeling a guilt. All right, so let's go into all the times that we felt empowered and other people got harmed. Maybe we were misguided. Maybe we led a group of people in a direction that didn't turn out as well as you'd hoped, or they got angry at you. Okay, so 40% of you have this. So I'm going to stay with that group. Those of you who are resolving this right now, just stay with that acknowledgement that could be true and that it happens and it's happening now in the world. And let's go ahead and go back to our core, our life force. And let that be our true core. Disengaging any life force that we have on that, we're going to invite back. Collapsing anything around that continued. It kind of reminds me of battles that are replayed on certain land over and over again. And this is true in the psychic, in the etheric, and in the astral. We're collapsing a lot of astral work right now. That's why it's so uncomfortable. We're becoming really aware through the collapse. Okay, good. And clearing. Good. All right. Now that we've gone this far and this deep, we'll be able to do this a little faster. So let's invite in all the parts of yourself that we have disempowered ourselves with back into our core, letting go of everything else, the material that we use to do that, the players, let's excuse them from their roles. All right, so I'm going through physical. There's quite a few physical here. I'm going to call it a cascade of symptoms. And also that we fight on the inside, not the outside. So sometimes we become, through our evolution, knowledgeable that we don't want to fight or involve other people into the battle. But yet, we're beating up on ourselves. You know, we're causing autoimmune response. So let's free all of our patterns of that. Through all the cells of the body, through all the structures of the body, and how it runs through the vascular system and the energy lines. Good. All right, there's a lot clearing there. So that Phoenix light, expanding that more into all of those areas. Good. Okay. I want to talk about, I'm going to come back because this is still working with everyone, and I want you to continue to be with that life force energy. But we had a question. Please help me align to completely be present, available, and vulnerable, and empowered to give and receive unconditional love. So this is what I want to say about this. Through all of our work in the outside world, in the world outside of our body, we want to take a tantric approach. That's going to be our approach that is our most evolved as we understand it today. So that's the energy that runs down the front of your body, up your back, and expands through energy centers. And then where you're completely self-contained, that you're running love and energy with yourself. And when you find someone in the world who also wants to run that energy, where it's not all, here I am, let me give you all this great love, and they accept it or don't accept it, and then a game commences, what you want is something that is that cycles, you know, that goes up you, down them, back through you, in this beautiful cycle. And as the cycle is happening, you're in harmony and everybody's empowered just through that relationship. And you want this with everything. You can have this sort of relationship in nature. You can have that, you know, by yourself. You can have it in many different ways in the world. So what stops you from having it all the time can be several things. One, and the number one that burns people out is they think they either close down and cannot receive, or they overgive until they're empty because they're afraid to receive, because when they received before, it didn't turn out so well. Or that receiving, the act of receiving, started working some area, you know, because the interaction with other people does bring up our stuff, right? That's the reason we're here. And so it goes in and it finds maybe a dark corner or a rabbit hole that we'd been avoiding. And so sometimes you find yourself in a relationship that seems like a lot of disharmony is going on there. And so that's where your discernment comes in. Am I able to transmute the stuff coming up? Is that working to my benefit and the other person's benefit or not? Or am I just traumatizing myself over and over again? And to the degree that you're traumatized, we want to continue to lead, you know, we want to raise that bar where we're clearing. We're clearing, not traumatizing. And we're recognizing that that fine line between, you know, standing in the middle of a lot of disharmony and getting pummeled is, are we teaching ourselves strength? Are we reinforcing the strength that we are? Or are we playing victim? Where are we in that? And sometimes both are true for a short time. But you want to always ferret out that part where you decided you were truly the victim and you forgot that you were the powerful one. And once you truly get there, that's when you really feel forgiveness for everyone who played those games with you. And when that comes in, you're able to start anew with a lot of fresh energy. Good. Very good. Okay, so guilt can be religious, but it also can just be maybe I'm not quite right, or maybe I didn't do it, or maybe I'm picking up on someone else's guilt. So anywhere that you're feeling this low-level guilt projected on you, this is another question here. Let's go ahead and let that go. Seeing that over the face and coming out of the heart. Let's go ahead and clear. People often mistake energy work and their innocence. So there's an innocent quality in life that helps us become amazing creators, amazing forgiving people and healers, healing yourself, healing other people. And then there is a naive type of innocence that keeps us blind. Now, you can be blind and blind to things you don't need to see, or you could be completely unaware of someone kind of coming in through the back of your heart and attempting to control. So anywhere that's happened to people in this group, and there are a few, let's go ahead and release those patterns. Good. I love this question. The self-denial voices are popping up like weeds. Any help would be greatly appreciated. So let's go into self-denial voices, which are I'm not good enough voices, or I shouldn't, or what if I become so different? I have to make another big change and I'm trying to control my change. Let's go ahead and love these parts that are in doubt. And I'm seeing in this doubt, Megan, like a lot of taking daggers and stabbing yourself with it energetically, like really, like in order to try to control the change, that there's a bit of ripping. I mean, just ripping yourself, making yourself smaller. Let's go into all the time, spaces, and dimensions. You did it to yourself or projected it out for someone to do it to you, or you did it to others. So you've done it to your inner child. Other people have done it, and you're really an expert at doing it yourself. Why is that? Because you need to be in control. There's some part of you really trying to control to stay safe, and you do not want to be victimized so much that you're in control. I'm seeing this almost, this image of like a battle where you're about to be shot and you know there's nothing else you can do and you'd rather just kill yourself than have them be the one who does it. You know, it's that type of control that I could not bear being destroyed by someone else. I must do it myself. So now you're in this place where you're understanding that all of it is always you, which is fairly evolved, but you haven't let go of the pain of other people doing it to you. And I know you've looked at it. But let's go to the part that hasn't completely let go and collapsed more energy around that. Well, you see the self-destructive part. So sometimes we empower a destructive force. So let's go ahead and love that part and get it back to neutral. Okay, very good. All right, so I've had some other requests about body pain and money. So I'm going to just do some quick adjustments with everyone with that. And then I need to do it at the end as well. So all the places where we disempowered ourselves by being broke or not finding where the resources are coming from or stopping the flow. Judging the flow, judging ourselves for not having it, not getting it when we want, and just, you know, kind of refusing to step in the river of it. Okay, so let's love all those parts. Okay, so I hope you're on the call for the joint pain person. but I will work on that. If I don't talk about it verbally more today, I will do it in the next day or so. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a quick break, and then we're going to take some callers. It's star 2 to raise your hand or lower your hand.
Carrie?
Yes?
Can you hear me? Oh, it's Kate. Hi.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm doing a little better. I'm actually out of Nantucket. I took a break.
Good.
From the house, and I'm in Florida. I'm going to, like, an energy healing summit or something in Palm Beach. And I'm still feeling overwhelmed with all the stuff I have to do. I would love help, just the pattern of stress and incomplete and disorganization, just kind of whatever is coming up for healing
okay.
and dealing with. Yeah.
Okay, so overwhelming.
Stuff.
Overwhelming is like a treadmill that you just can't get off of. That's kind of this treadmill kind of energy I'm feeling with you. So I'll start collapsing the way that you're organizing that energy. Because it's going to be like one step at a time. And once you get into so you're trying to do it all at once, which energetically we do it all at once, but then there are physical things that are done. And those are one step at a time, and sometimes one step becomes 5 and 10 steps at a time. You're actually quite comfortable at about 10 steps at a time, and that's a good place for you. But sometimes you doubt that and think, I should be doing 25, or it should all be done yesterday. And then you're in resistance. And then you use that resistance to beat yourself up. So let's go ahead and love that part. And you just don't want to do it, right? You want it all to be over.
Yeah, like I left, and then, of course, like the second day I was gone, all the sprinkler system froze and exploded, and, you know, trying to deal with that from here. And then I just haven't even dealt, you know, I should have posted the houses for sale by now, and I just haven't. And I guess I needed a little break, but I also need to get things done and completed.
Okay, that's right. But you get the break, which gives you energy to make the choices. So go in, and let's go ahead and love the part that's kind of still beating herself up for choices and needing a break. And then so in a power to feel at your best, you know, we're kind of working against being neutral about being powerful and being disempowered, but I want to be your best, to be that part that's able to move and manifest in this world. You want to just get really centered, turn your toes inward just slightly, and just hold your energy and allow the knowing to come out of you. You're really good at allowing the knowing to come in. And that's beautiful, but you want some sort of merging there. And that's a sense of not being able to trust yourself. So I want you to go to the place where you just trust yourself for decisions you've made that you're still judging yourself about or other people did. Okay, so as your father just passed, you had a difficult relationship with him. You had a sense of being judged by him, fairly or unfairly. And so the pattern, Kate, will be to try to make other things like your father. And this is where you really learn the power of how we project things. And so you want to continue to reinforce that sense that you got this, that you can do it. And that old pattern is not necessary in getting this job done. And getting it done well, where you're happy about it and proud of it. So you want to also take all the ways, so you kind of do this. You kind of go into how he would have thought about it or how you think he would have thought about it, and you can let that go. and get that harmonized, all of these things harmonized with you. Very good. How are you feeling?
Better. Yeah, I'm not harmonized with some of his things, like the bank or whatever that he was dealing with. Or it's so difficult. And so I just need to only, I realize I only want to have interact with people that are kind and respectful and honoring. And I think that's the way to disconnect from all of the rest of it.
Right. You want to pay for advice that actually works for you, works in your favor, right? But disrespect isn't reasonable in this environment. So let's go to all those harms that you felt in the past for disrespect. So you use that, you start cutting yourself up. So let's go ahead and love those parts. All right. So with you and everyone who work against yourself as a way to work against yourself, let's collapse those patterns. That's a stall energy.
Yeah, I think I was so stressed in my past for so much of my past that I had to be perceived that and just realize that life doesn't have to be stressed.
Right. Right. This can be easy. So your little motto is, I got this. You're doing well. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you so much, Mary.
Bye.
Bye.
919.
Oh, Sherry, it's Colleen.
Hello, Colleen.
I fell asleep. That's been really powerful. I was starting to feel the energy a couple hours prior. Everything. And
yeah, I knew we were going to go into more unconscious places that we were holding these things. So I sort of expected that. And I will continue the energy touch up after the call as well. But anyway, how are you doing?
Well, I just woke up. I'm feeling very refreshed.
Okay, good.
But I was wondering if you could see what it is that I know some of my issues, and I've dealt with some of them before, but what is really standing in my way with all of, you know, with all of this?
Okay.
And I'm feeling a real ache down below my belly button. It's just aching.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is general, but it's the sense that if you're really seen as that powerful person that you are.
Uh-huh.
An unconscious part of yourself activates a collapse, physical and emotionally and monetarily.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right. So as you move towards that, there is the sense, so it's like one of those unconscious patterns where you go and you start collapse, 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 and then it goes to, if you really loved me for who I am, which is really you saying to yourself, if I really loved myself, if I could really do it, but a part of you is projecting that out and needing it to come through another person. And if they just did it right enough, you would not collapse. That's the story you tell yourself. Does that sound right?
That sounds familiar, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's work on that a bit.
Okay.
So this is where you're going to go into that core, and you're just going to recognize now one way you activate this, this is important. I don't think I've said this to you before, or maybe I have, but sometimes you raise this perception of who you are. I mean, you are an actress too, right? You have this, you raise it up and you get it kind of in that mind level. And it's just, it's not completely who you are, and you forget the difference between your core and who you're rising it up to be.
Okay, I think I'm following you, but I
know that's weird. I don't have great words for that, but let's say you're an actor and you forget who you are on this, you know, your role, as opposed to what's in your core.
Okay.
And what's in your
core
is different. It's more beautiful. It's more of everything than what you could possibly act it out as. That's almost like the role that we would play in like a past life, any past life that we've talked about. Those roles come up and get activated into playing out that dynamic of that disempowered state where it is them making your life harder, as opposed to forgetting your own choices. How's that?
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good. That makes sense.
Okay.
I'm feeling it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Okay, good. So this is how a simple way to resolve is we go to our core. We start feeling that beauty of our inner truth, our inner beauty. There's so much more than any expression we can make in the world. We can only come close. You know, really, that's all it is. We can just come close. All right, so let's just go ahead and be with that beauty, that inner truth, that inner light, loving light. There you go. That's really beautiful. I see it really turning on. And from this perspective, I want you to look outside of yourself, just, you know, a couple feet. And what do you see? What do you feel?
I'm feeling the light. I feel a very bright light.
Okay,
and
good.
A quiet joy.
Okay, so this is where you want to make your choices in your life. Because sometimes we that charismatic leader I was talking about earlier, we also have one about ourselves.
Yeah.
A story about ourselves. So we don't want to follow that. We want to follow something just a bit more. We're just getting better at our inner truth. This is a place where we're really good at our inner truth. And we're very good at that quiet, neutral, powerful force. Okay, good. There you go. You're not playing games. So I want you to run an infinity line. It's a little different than the other infinity lines. We're going to do this for everyone who feels like this is part of what they're doing. I want you to see the infinity loop. And within that loop, it is every time you've ever played a game of power or disempower. And I want you to run, you can take your finger or your wand, whatever you do, and just run that figure eight on its side. Just keep running it along, and you'll begin to see the places where it's not smooth. We're just cleaning it up just a bit. And you project, Colleen, when I do this for you, you project kind of like a more powerful man showing up, stimulating you, turning you on, and then overwhelming and collapsing you.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was right on. Okay.
Okay. So there's your, that's how you're doing it. That's how you disempower yourself. So let's go to that place. Let's go to that line. Part of your story is you bring in someone who's jealous of it. You can't quite have it, so they try to control it. It's one of the storylines. Okay, so just keep running the energy until he disappears. And when you're doing that, you're collapsing. That's another way to collapse that pattern. Okay, so here's the other thing that fuels it. You've brought in things from psychic astral levels to fuel it and your imagination. And let's unlock that. I kind of think of it as like a balloon that you like you prick, and the whole thing leaves. So it's like getting rid of a pimple. You know what? The whole thing just goes, and all the entities within it, all the imaginings within it, all the people attached to it, no longer get to be attached to that part of it, and we're able to get more into our truth. There you go. All right, I'm going to stay with it till it all goes back to a neutral state, but that line is still running. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm feeling a little lighter. There was a little bit of, you know, kind of a burp in there.
Okay.
It was cosmic.
It was what?
A cosmic burp.
A cosmic burp. Okay. Just a little hiccup of life.
Yeah.
All right. So I want you just to stay in that really gold, beautiful place that's within. Make your decisions from that. Kate, that's the same for you too. Make your decisions from there, and you're going to be better. So what we're really doing is collapsing those really high kind of projected kind of delusional places that are easy to live in, just so we can get more of that physical grounded state, which we all need for what's next. That's our evolution. Okay. Thank you, sweetie.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
314. Hello, 314.
Oh, Sherry, can you hear me? Hello?
I just did hear you. How are you?
Oh, there you are. All right. I had it on mute for some reason. I don't know.
That's okay.
Yeah, went through a myriad of the past couple of weeks. Yesterday was crazy with emotions. I'm just, you know, I'm really wanting to, you know, with this relationship, Sherry, I'm not in it, but we haven't had any completion either. And haven't, you know, talked with her, but I go back and forth with this disempowering feeling about it. And this is what I've done in all relationships, really, or many of them, but I want to feel empowered, and I'm not sure why I step out of it and go back in it and step out, you know what I mean, of feeling disempowered. And my disempowerment is maybe feeling insecure, or, you know, I'll go to that place, or I feel like I don't know if it's a victim, but I'll see them with someone else, you know, betrayal, to see that. And I feel this, and I'm just, I don't know, I'm ready for something different. And I'm not so sure if there's things, you know, that are in my way that, you know, keep me there, you know, or going back and forth, you know, pop, 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 instead of the stability of being there.
Right. Okay, so so you know what you're kind of addicted to, the betrayal? In the sense of being disempowered, and that's what's hooking you. If you could free yourself of those two things, you would be able to kind of have a, you know, you'd be back in your neutral state, so you'd be able to choose. You'd be able to know what's right for you and, you know, what resonates with your truth. Okay, so let's get into this part that really brings on that pattern, that cascade pattern of betrayal. And that someone was chosen over you. Okay, let's go through that. It's like a damning. It's what it feels like. It's like being like you are just not enough, and this person is. So all my attention is going there. It's almost like you were trained that the attention going to someone else is belittling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go into that. Oh, a lot of cords, lots of tied up feelings and energy. Let's disentangle it. Because what's the truth? You are always that. You are always lovable, loving, true. And sometimes in loving relationships, as we were saying, that's where we find out where the strings are, right? And that's yours. It all showed up again. So let's love this part of you.
What part are we loving?
That part that is attached to someone and really wants them to turn around and acknowledge you. And you're calling it closure,
yeah.
But what you really want is that sense, that reinforcement that you are worthy.
Yes, okay.
Now, this is not your story, Dan, but it's other people's story, and I want to bring that up, and that is sometimes people use this state, put a wall up, and say, I'm not playing, and I reject that person, right? And they haven't actually done the work, but they use that as a way to start rejecting other people before they feel that. There are different versions that this plays mm-hmm. out. You don't do that. You're going into kind of this need for the reinforcement to come back. So we want to go to that place that originally felt that originally felt, okay. If only they loved me. You empty yourself out and you're not able to see who you are, which is all kind of an illusion. Because that never, ever happened, except we've convinced ourselves that it did. Okay, let's go in. We experienced it. I'm not saying you didn't experience it. You experienced it completely and have for a long time. But the truth was, you were always lovable. Okay, I see. I'm finding that hook where you get hooked. So this is a power game that you're in with her. You probably know this, right? She feels mm-hmm. more powerful the more time going on. And not having closure means that she still owns the show because she feels you're wanting. And that's some people feel burdened by that, and other people feel empowered by that. She feels empowered by it.
Yes.
Which is also a false way of seeing power, but this is, you know, games that we all play in relationship. So let's go back into this place. This core place of always lovable, always loving, always aware, your infinite self. So one of your addictions, Dan, is women who will play this game with you. So this is not the first time, yes?
No, it's not.
Okay, so go into that part that if only you could resolve this. It's almost like a knight's quest. If only you could resolve this with the right person, there's going to be this sense of love from that person is more important than love from someone who gives it more easily and sees you more clearly.
Yeah, yes, okay.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Right. Find it from someone who can't give it means more, right?
You know? Right, because it's like that knight's quest. I got it. I finally got it. I won.
Yeah.
Which makes me more worthy.
Yeah.
But
right.
The whole design
is
so that you will never feel it. It's designed to always keep you unbalanced, you know?
And the search, and yes.
Yes, the quest.
Mm.
All right.
Wow.
Okay, so let's go into that. So So I want you, you know, how like I'm kind of seeing a vision of the Holy Grail, you know, and I know you don't really think in these terms too much, but I want you to start seeing that elixir, that feeling of if you were loved the way that you want to be loved. I want you to feel that now for everyone on the call. Let's all feel what that would feel, that juicy feeling of being accepted and loved from a beloved person who is ourself. But I want you to just really, really feel that. Just let that well up in you. Kind of fill that cup within. And, of course, nothing makes you sexier than this. You know, running this energy makes you quite attractive to other people. But just come on, let's go ahead and get this going. You're doing a good job. There are a few little places. I'm going to run that infinity line. Okay, so certain looks, certain, like a turn of the head and a look in a certain way. There are several places that hit this button unconsciously that cascade this pattern. So let's go ahead and free and collapse that pattern from that unconscious place. Good. All right, so there's some sorrow in that. So you might need to kind of acknowledge the sorrow.
Okay.
And the sorrow, you kind of, some part of you thinks it's because you're missing or it didn't go right or you didn't choose right. But there's also an ancient sorrow that the other person must play the game. Some of it, I would say 20, 25% of the pursuit is also because you'd like to change that person and want them to love you for who you truly are.
So,
which is also that part of us that needs to also love ourselves for who we truly are. How you doing?
I'm feeling more balanced with it, more clear, you know?
Yeah, good. I would not be surprised if you felt, you know, some sorrow at the letting go, because the most horrid sorrow is when you know someone really could be who they're not actually acting like. But that also is another false layer, because under that layer is everyone's choosing to act as they want.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think I... What's the best approach with this now? Do I need that, or not need, but should I have that closure? Just let it go, and then
You don't need closure. You actually don't need it.
I don't need
closure. It's just, you know, it's okay. And unless you have it, the more
That's
you're
right.
more likely to get it. But you want to actually, your best approach is to go back to that lifeline within the core, because we're talking like a very deep thing. We're talking about something so disempowering it almost feels like our life has less value. So that's why we're working with the lifeline, okay? So you're going to go in and you're just going to feel that, and I want you to just juice that up. I want you just to sort of be with it where you feel exactly what you're wanting from that other person for yourself. And to the degree that you can give it to yourself is beautiful. And noticing that you have a really hard time, and I'm talking to everyone now, not just you, Dan, having a hard time getting there, that's where you want to get that loving light in, because you are worthy, and you have to start with that knowing. And the balance is knowing is getting there for every aspect of your life and having that light turn on and stop the projection programs. You know, that's when we become, you know, mystics in our own life, when we're able to not have all of that projection stuff and not play in those games and recognize them when we are and make the choice when we are that we're choosing when we know. Thank you.
Sherry, do you have time tomorrow for a session? Can I email you?
Go ahead and email me. That's fine.
Admin?
Yeah.
The admin one?
Yes, that works.
Okay, fine. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry.
Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Hi, Sherry. This is Karen.
Karen, how are you?
I'm really, this call has been perfect. I mean, almost every single thing you brought up and everybody's questions I feel like applied to me.
Oh, good. I love that.
And I guess my question, I focus so much, you know, on the spiritual and all this stuff, and I need to get my body physically stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that's been keeping me back for most of this last year is I barely twisted my right knee a little bit, and it's been bothering me for 9 months. And
mm-hmm.
the doctor says, oh, it'll heal on its own. So I guess my question is twofold. Do I need more medical intervention to push that way, or can it heal on its own? Or is there an emotional component? Because I always hear that knees have to do with moving forward, stepping forward.
Moving forward, but also not the the smaller things in life, the less, you know, the more mundane, as opposed to giving mm-hmm. our power into our truer self. So there's something there. We used to call that not being able to bend the knee to the higher self, you know, sort of like
mm-hmm.
that. But if you upgrade that, it's being able to really step into that more disempowered, you know, that place where we're feeling disempowered and held up. Now, one of the things that I sense, 30% of it is there's always something, you know, that pattern. There's always something holding me back.
Yeah.
All right. So I've experienced this in my life, and I had to work on it. And it's like, well, it's my ankle. Okay, it's my elbow. Okay, it's like if it's as soon as I resolve one, the other one pops up. And that is
uh-huh.
the pattern of always having something, you know, holding me back. That thing that you know, I'm not
okay,
quite
yeah.
going to let myself, you know, let this go. And then, of course, then we over-focus on it, and then we start worrying it into more of a problem. So I feel like you're good for just continuing to get better. So it's the focus, something between the mental and the spiritual that kind of is in the way of it. And, all right, so there's a pattern showing up. So that is when we'll call it other lifetimes. The pattern of when you give up your will for another, then you lose yourself and they actually don't know more than you do, but nobody will recognize how much you truly do know.
Oh, that resonates.
Yeah. So there's your deep one coming up. And so that's the battle of the whole bend the knee thing, which is centuries old. So, all right. So let's go to all the times that collectively we were pressured to give up our empowerment to someone else or to go along with something else. And it was really not as intelligent as our own way of knowing, but we had to felt like we had to be quiet about it.
Okay.
Oh boy. Some of you, maybe not you, Karen, but some of you have a lot of anger about this.
I
go ahead.
I think I do, but it's not really okay to be angry. So.
Yeah, that's right. We can't show this. We have to pretend. Okay, let's go ahead and let this. And some of that anger is how we displace our own fuel, our own physical fuel into the projection of someone else. So I'm even the energetic projection kind of throws energy imbalance off, which causes the anger. So that's a different way of seeing it than I've had before. But let's go ahead and see if we can realign and get that heart fire and gut fire back in alignment. And it feels like the next stage of the healing of that is it's really not about them. It's about me. And like I could care less about that, what that powerful person is saying to me. So you might kind of take it in a different direction for a while. but that's just burning it off, going into the next level. See what's after that. It's like a fire in the heart. Okay.
Like
now, some of you
passionate for something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, passionate, creative, passionate new beginnings, or self-destruction. So you've gone both ways. Let's go to the part mm-hmm. that has gone self-destructive and get into that. All right. So that's when he was talking about this with Megan a little bit, the sense of a part of you projecting out, coming back to kind of hold you in, to kind of stab down. And so let's go and release that. Megan, this is for you too. So Karen, your version is a little different. Yours is being more, less stabbing down, is more the knees get pulled out from under you, like you get collapsed.
Okay. That gives me chills.
Yeah. But it comes, you know, the energy around her is slightly different, but it's a similar pattern, so it's easy to work them at the same time. It's collapsing. 29 places with Megan and you, Karen. 4, but they're big. They're like pillars of what you depended upon. And if they crumbled, what does that mean? And it means nothing. It's all an illusion. So let's go back into the core. We're just busting illusions all over the place today.
Excellent.
All right. Very good. How are you feeling?
I'm not sure. Just kind of tingly all over.
Okay, so we did a lot of work. If you need more attention on your knee, let me know. But I like to kind of give this a little bit of time. I didn't go through pain levels or anything. But just sort of let that kind of be there and see how that deep shift makes a difference. And then we'll take it from there. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Sherry. It's Vicki.
Vicki, how are you?
Hey, I'm okay. I'm good. This is such a perfect call for me, and thank you so much for everything you've done. It's so powerful. I have just waves of tiredness, like almost like a shroud over me, like I'm lying down.
Okay.
I've got this blanket of tiredness. I just wondered if there was anything else to do in terms of my physical disempowerment.
All right, so you're feeling it right now.
Yes, I am.
Okay, and it's the shroud feeling that you're feeling now?
Yes, well, yes.
All right. This is how you look to me. So I feel you kind of pulling in, and I feel like little holes on an astral psychic level.
Like I'm draining energy.
Yeah, okay. Like you're getting like mothball. You're like moth eating aura. So let's see, where would that come from? Okay, I'm going to kind of go into fairy tale land here. So there's like an old wise woman. This is a wise woman projection who you knew more than you.
Mm.
That was your belief. She knew more than you, and she took a poison, and she spilled it on you to kind of disintegrate you. Let's see. And as she did that, what leaked out, she took. Let's go ahead and return everything to you before that happened, before this pattern set up. It got set up in several ways. Manifests as internal bleeding. So cell integrity. Okay, so when you feel, let me see if I can get this feeling articulated correctly. It's a fright. It's a fright and anger at God. When you get into that fright, you go back into this as if it just happened. As if, so it's a similar scenario where big holes come out. It's sort of like a Swiss cheese aura. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if I say Swiss cheese aura, what do you feel?
Leaking.
Leaking, okay. So is that something you can resonate with, though, that sense of it? Can you feel that? So let's go ahead and recognize that's kind of the blanket that you're wearing. You're kind of like you have that, and then you have something over it, but that's not very powerful. It's just like you contain yourself and come in. So I want you to go to the Swiss cheese feel. And let's spread. I want you to spread it out and fill it up from the inside out.
I'm spreading something through it. I'm filling up the holes.
Yeah, you are. Let the hole.
Cocking it, cementing it.
No. It's not like you're trying to keep something out. You're trying to expand from within out.
Okay.
Like a sponge that you add water to and it explodes big. So this would be like, so I see a lot of the colors that you talk about come in, filling out. The colors we can't see are always the ones that are already there. Under this pattern is trying to empower someone else by letting them have all the power and letting yourself be less and crushed. And that crush goes right through the solar plexus, almost like a cut. I think we saw this before. So this is where you get cut off. Let's go to the illusion, the projected power. Let the other run their own program, but you don't need to play it anymore. There you go.
Like a broken record.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
More expanded, like I'm bigger.
Okay, go ahead and do a scan of the Swiss cheese thing. Are you feeling cheesy?
No, the cheese is no longer Swiss cheese. It's just a regular cheese or something.
Good. So this is good. Humor is very important for these sorts of things. Because they're deep and they're ancient. We've had them a long time. And it's not just us. Everyone around us are playing these kinds of games. So they're easily activated. So when we come up with something funny like, oh, my gosh, I'm doing that Swiss cheese thing again, then you can more quickly go back to your empowered state. And the more you do that, you develop the muscle and it goes away. So I need to collapse some energy around. Some funny roots you've got. Okay, go ahead and talk while I do this.
I was just wondering if part of this, you know, like the fairy tale you were about the wise woman, but, you know, did I somehow precipitate that because, you know, I think I'm less than, not as powerful, not as, you know, sightful as someone else.
That's right.
So I need it.
You signed on for that role. You decided, let me play the role of less than so you can feel more than. But you actually played that originally with someone who wasn't ready to play that more than role. So then you have like the secret knowing that you were actually more ready than they were, but then you had to keep pretending to be less than over and over and over again until it became your truth.
Right, and my shroud.
And your shroud, and your, in a way, your invisibility cloak.
Yes.
There's always a cloak of invisibility when you're playing your Swiss cheese game. So you kind of reverse engineer some of this just by, oh yeah, I'm doing that again. I'm doing that again. We all have a version of it, and it's usually an avoidance of power.
Oh,
and for
yeah.
whatever reason, we signed the contract to give that avoidance of power away, you know, gave that away. Let's go ahead and just sort of let that get resolved too. Any contracts or vows or funny ways of lifting someone up. So this would be, I'm going to take you deeper. This would be how you fuel the collective unprepared to lead. This is your version of that. So becoming the powerful person that you are, as you take that back, you align the universe. Mm.
That makes me teary.
And it's truth. So go ahead and feel that. Just feel that expansion of your power. Good. Thanks for raising your hand. On those other questions you had, if you want to ask them in the Facebook page, I can get to all of those.
Okay. Awesome.
The ones about the colors and blanket. Okay.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you so much. Love it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
760.
Hi, Sherry. It's Gail.
Gail, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I have a question that I'm wondering if it's related to power.
Uh-huh.
I think you've been addressing some of this with the other callers because I can relate to most of them. I've been having a lot of pain above the navel, but I've been having it in the area where I've also had multiple surgeries, hernia surgeries and corrective surgeries and things.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there's something energetic in there. On a physical level, I had a dose of apple cider vinegar that wasn't diluted enough that really burned. And I find now when I try to take my magnesium mixed in water, the powder form, it's like a fire there too. But other times it just really hurts. It's just that whole area is uncomfortable.
Is it beyond the healing of the burn?
I'm sorry?
So if you burned yourself, right? You burned the esophagus area?
I don't know if I did. I'm wondering if I did. But
you
also
did?
I didn't know.
You did, but let's go ahead.
Oh, you're telling me I did. Okay.
You did, but I think there's more, right? So we
want
to go ahead and work through.
Like. Okay.
So so we're also talking about the triggers and cascades that make us feel disempowered. And so this is – let me get into this with you. You know how mothers sometimes tell their kids, you've got to take this medicine, it tastes really bad. And some part of you kind of knew it not only tasted really bad, it wasn't really that good for you. So there becomes this distrust in the inner feminine, in the knowing and the powerful part of yourself that was projected through your mother. So let's go back to that part of you that knows what to take and still holds on to a sadness that she could not support your inner feminine wisdom in loving light. She could only do it through disharmony because she so distrusted the feminine. Removing all that out. Okay. Also a jealousy, a sense of, which happens a lot in between women, the sense that you have something I don't, or you have something I don't have, so making you less than helps me feel bigger. And then there's judgment, then there's religious stuff. and then there's just meanness. So we don't have to accept that meanness from another. So I'm going to release that out of your gut. Okay, so the program that you're running in your stomach, in your, thinking from like the esophagus down to the navel, that whole program is moving again.
Moving out?
Out.
Okay.
So we need a new one. So we want physical harmony, strength. Flow, regeneration. There are some places in your body that don't talk to other places in your body. So for everyone on the call, let's go ahead and do a little energy for getting all the parts to talk together so the whole program works the way it's intended for physical strength and harmony. Longevity. We got a little dolphin energy moving with you now. All right, so we'll move that up and down this whole area. Okay, so sorry to go so deep, but this is like the moving away, like the part of you that's ascending in your life, the part of you that's showing up in your life, under it. You know there's something good. There's something wonderful. But to get to it, you know that there's also stuff like some toxic emotional stuff that's coming out. So let's go ahead and move all the toxic energy completely out. A lot of it you felt before, but it's still in this recycling part of you that doesn't need to be digested. There you go. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling it lighter.
Yeah.
In that area, because it just felt like a knot.
Yeah, that program is old and ancient. And, you know, we need to get things like what we had for Victoria, because you'll recognize it if it shows up again. It's like an unconscious pattern to come back. And come up with what works for you. But I saw like a giant stone covering of a cave. And inside the cave, there was a lot of disharmony, yucky stuff. And then it was almost like you couldn't quite see, but you sort of knew that there's something better. And the key for you is just to release it. Just let all of that go, like the bats out of the cave. Just let it all go. And then you're able to harmonize that inner flow. Then the physical begins to work again. I want to go back into this visual and get everything where it needs to go. So I want that cave lower in your body, like below your body. Because we don't want the habit of all of that in your gut. We want just in your gut the physical harmony and function. It just gets overwhelmed by the memories that get activated. And there's a tied up thing in there too, Gail, where you felt tied up. So let's unleash that. There you go. How are you feeling? Still lighter?
I feel lighter. Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Thank you, Gail.
Can I just ask real quick? Does the esophagus thing heal on its own?
So I worked more below the esophagus. So the esophagus is we're into something different here. And that's the ability to take it down. So what you take in, you're fighting with letting it go all the way down. It's a distrust of life, a distrust of the process. So I want to take you to that place where you have trust in the physical body. Do you pray before you ingest or drink?
Yes. No.
Okay. I want you to go into, it doesn't have to be a prayer, but just kind of like the remembering of that life force and that everything working in perfect harmony, because you've got this habit of fighting what you're taking in.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so just go back to that. Just acknowledge that and see. I think that that is what takes care of the esophagus.
Okay, thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi,
Sherry. It's Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. Great call so far. it'll be, anyways, I've been having this conversation with you in my head all week, so it'll be interesting to see how this conversation actually happens in reality.
It's progressed. It could have been progressing all this time.
Right, anyway, yeah, no, it has. So, but to start, at the end of the, when you were talking about financial disempowerment, and I have on Thursday my bankruptcy hearing.
Okay.
And it's actually a positive for me. It's a huge release of a lot of stuff, and I'm
mm-hmm.
just needing some help with dealing with all of that. So, and then also, though, I think it's somehow connected when you brought up the higher Phoenix energy.
Mm-hmm.
I had a real release with that, and was it was just a big release with that as well. So
you have a habit of holding in, you know how in feminine, I'm going to call it mythology, but I'm not trying to belittle this pattern by saying that word, but I'm just mm-hmm. wanting to talk about how pervasive it is that we take on the ills of the world and we
right.
hold them to make the world safe. So that's
mm-hmm.
the pattern that brought the bankruptcy, that brought, you know, the feelings that you have about it. So let's go ahead and go into that core where taking on other people's stuff,
mm-hmm.
taking on other people's stuff and your own, holding it, you know, like it's interesting
right.
how each one of these calls or something from the last one that goes forward, how Gail was holding in, you know, and not actually releasing all that
yeah.
toxic feeling. So you do the same, and you bring it in for other people, and you hold it as a way to make the world safer and yourself hidden.
Yes.
Because
yeah,
to
that
let
was,
your, go ahead.
I was going to say, when you said something earlier, I wrote down, I don't want to be seen. And
right.
I can see how
that's too dangerous, and that it's easier. I think I've said this in other calls throughout the years. Like, it's almost like this part of us is like a secret agent. If we put on, you know, this coat with a hump in the back, and we put our hair in this weird configuration, and we sort of become invisible. We also do that with becoming very ordinary, becoming something that no one else will consider, and we can kind of go through life hidden, which gives us a lot of freedom, gives
mm-hmm.
us a great deal of freedom, but sometimes that freedom is not to be who we came to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's a choice,
yeah.
right? And there are
yeah.
times, there are times that that's a grand idea to put on that cloak, but we
yeah.
often use that too much. It's secret power we use too much. So let's go back to all the parts where you lay, your secret power got away from you, and now you've got this home for all this invisibility and the pain of the world that you're running as your own program.
Mm.
Which, and you know, we're running this program when we start thinking this is the way it always has been, so it will always be.
Right.
This is the way it's always been. This is me now. So now you've identified with it. So I'm working your core as I'm speaking. You probably feel that. So here we go. We're moving more, getting more movement in this energy level for you. because a bankruptcy is a time that you must let go. You really must let go so you don't redo it, right?
Well,
patterns we do not want ever again, right?
No, and I went through, my mom actually, I couldn't even fill out the paperwork. It was just so overwhelming. I had so many different things. So my mom actually did that for me, which is a whole other thing. But I started on my own to go through some of the stuff because I was like, I don't want to do this again. You know, my father had financial issues, my mom's, you know, and I'm like, I don't want that lack anymore. I don't know how to quite change it, but I know I don't.
Yeah.
I want to.
Okay, so he'll tell you what part of it is shame.
Yeah. Oh. you know what my first word was gonna bring up with you on my made up conversation? What's the word shame?
Yeah. Okay. So it's shame. So you're focusing on lack, but you could call that a lack of recognition for who you truly are.
Yeah.
And part of the cloak that you're carrying, that you're hiding under your invisibility cloak, is a shame one. Okay, now let's talk about this shame. Where the heck did this come from? Because
I got a lot of it.
It is the sense of an identity that you took on so much, just showing up as like a low level function. Mm-hmm. Like you don't draw outside the lines. You don't even come close to the line.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So we want to expand.
I guess I feel when I've done that before and I've, when you talked about potential, when I've reached and passed my potential, it's always gone horribly wrong afterwards.
Tell me about the horribly wrong afterwards.
Well, just in high school, I only did my freshman year, but I got all A's and I was in the honors program and the medical arts academy, and then depression hit and I was hospitalized and never went back. I did get my GED, but then I do better and I go to college and I did okay, and then I ended up in treatment and then I did better with. So it's just been like, no matter
is it
what
depression?
It is.
Is it depression?
It's depression, bipolar, anxiety.
Okay.
No.
Like a bipolar one or two?
One.
Okay. Okay. So let's get into, so I see what you're saying. If you expand too much, then you might be activating something that's uncontrollable and unbalanced for you.
Yeah.
So I want to get into this with you. I want you to go just deep in your body into that lifeline we're talking about and and let that be the thing. Because, you know, in a spiritual world, a lot of, you know, I'm not saying that it's exactly like what you experience, but a lot of people go into like this high kind of state, kind
right.
of a manic state, which is, which isn't true either, but you can sure convince a lot of people while you're there that it is. So let's get into this clean line of balance in your body, which also knows this shame is also not real.
Right.
So let's go ahead. I mean, I'm not saying you're not feeling it, but I'm saying that it's not your deeper truth. So let's go ahead and allow that to clean out, clean all of that out. Okay. Good. All right. I'm going to work on collapsing some other levels. So I'm going to do that silently. And okay. So these are some of that the puppeteer energy we were talking about, who controls who. So this, I want you to bring that locus of truth back to your center. I want you to go for truth if power feels awkward to you.
Yeah.
So go into truth. you know, what is my true nature?
Okay.
All right. So there's some other things I'm going to clear. All right. Yeah. So are you taking medication?
Yes, money.
Okay. So occasionally I would like you to kind of do like a medication, a balance, like just sort of, you know, hold that everything will be in balance and that your body will be in harmony with the correct amount.
Mm.
And just let everything go. And that, I'm not saying you should change what you're taking. I'm saying just remind the body to stay in harmony with this and to be able to work with it to your benefit, to complete benefit. Right? Okay. How are you doing? How are you feeling now? There's a lot of release going on.
Yeah, I definitely feel I have a smile on my face and I don't feel like I'm going to jump out of my skin. So
that's
definitely
a great place. Here's the other thing. I want you to have, like, you know, that Buddha belly smile. Have you ever heard that where, like, in your belly you feel like this giant smile?
No, but I like it.
So. Okay, that's the energy I want for you when you go to your hearing or every day of your life. I want you to have this inner knowing smile that everything's okay, that your lifeline is in truth and balance.
Right. Yeah. And I know that and I believe it. And then, like, I deal with the world. I, like, have to go outside my door. And it is, you know.
Okay, so when you go outside your door, that's where you're activating these old patterns that we're talking about. So then you're not even coming up to the line when you're drying. So this is, you can do this little by little. Go to the sidewalk first. You know, I want you to have just a gentle, you want to be gentle with yourself because I don't think you've had enough gentleness in your life. There's been a lot of, like, self denial and self ripping down to size, you know, to make it safe for you. So the part of you that was afraid of what the world would think, that part of you kept kind of making your life smaller.
Yeah.
I just want to free that part to work in harmony with you.
Okay.
So we're clearing. Oh, how are you doing?
Good, good. I like that word, harmony. I really resonate with that.
Yeah, so. Stay with these words. Stay with the ones that feel like your words.
Yeah.
And then the ones that you hear, they're not your words. Just switch them to your words. Just switch the meanings. That always works for me. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sherry. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye.
Hi, Sherry. It's Sue.
Hi. How are you?
Fine, thanks. I stayed alert this time. And I resonated so much with all of the stuff that these other people have been saying. It was amazing. And thank you for answering my question at the beginning. But what I want to address with you directly is I've moved on. I suddenly, like, got it that, okay, that last relationship just did not work. I loved him. Whatever he felt was fond, but it wasn't really love. And I totally got, because I speak to spirits and I talk to my dad. I said, like, Daddy, does he love me? And his response had been, he loves you as much as he can. And I didn't get it till later. And I went, oh, yeah, like, he can't that much.
Right.
In hindsight. And what I want to ask is, since I have deep intuition, and I have, like, I can know for other people. I can give people readings. I'm good at all that stuff. And I went, but I didn't want to see that for me until I was ready.
Right.
And so how do I avoid projecting this, like, I needed to love somebody so much that I projected all this love on his end that probably wasn't there. So, like, how do I keep that? Sorry, there's a dog.
That's okay. That's
how
okay.
do I keep that in me and in my core and be love and also be aware of, like, where other people are actually coming from?
Really good question. And I get this question quite a bit. So part of it is just the awareness of falling in love. The way we think of it in the world is exactly what you described. It's kind of like it's a bit of a delusion. Some people call it a mental illness. It's where we just sort of give everything to another person. We're doing it. Now, I think that's probably, it's something between these two levels, So you see a lot of people do this, and we see a lot of people run their life into complete craziness through these states. And it's almost like a fever. It has to run its course. People have to kind of get what they get. So you need to kind of forgive yourself for this kind of thing, So you don't want to feel shame or any of this, it's kind of a interesting state, and it's an introduction to true love. So when you have that true love, you're in acceptance, you're in awareness, and you're not projecting. So we've talked on the calls with Dan about this sometimes, right? Where you're projecting this for another person. And sometimes when you catch yourself doing that, so the next time, you're going to start practicing that love, that true, true, true love, which always is yourself. And once you have that, you'll have the ability to see the potential in another person, and the more you practice the real stuff, that in-body stuff, the more when you see another person, you're going to be able to not only see their potential, you're going to see who they truly are and their limits, and you'll be able to love those too. Now, does that mean that you want a relationship with them? Maybe, maybe not, but it does let you see all of them. So you allowed yourself to be blind to what was going on, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
and
so go ahead.
Actually, it's really good being with who I am being with right now, because he actually calls me on stuff like it, because his English isn't that great, but he reads energy. So he's like, you just said this, and you feel like that. And I went, oh, I'm not coherent. Okay, I'm not congruent.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And he sees that. And I was like, oh, I have to use a dictionary sometimes to explain a word, but he gets my energy. It's kind of interesting. And then I could feel the comfortableness of it and go, this is like, kind of perfect and comfortable, because basically we figured out, like, yeah, if you were like 12 years younger and you were single and all that, like, we'd be perfect for each other, but for now we're just going to enjoy each other, and he wants me to find somebody else eventually, and right now we just enjoy each other. It's like, it's great.
Seeing things, again, go
it's
back
so
to that
relaxed.
Love. Again, go back to that love for yourself, and just keep letting that be there. That's the most important thing, not so much the dynamic between you, who you're with now, but that love. So growing that. Every relationship is about growing that, learning that, being better at that, and letting go of the projections. And when we truly do that, we do allow the other person to do it for themselves. So it's not that all those that, you know, like we kind of jokingly called it a mental illness, but there's a lot of teaching in that too. There's a great deal of learning about who we are, what we need, what we want. And everybody wants to be accepted in that beautiful in love way. It's also a great deal of responsibility, and that's usually a thing that drives people apart through it, because there's so much expectation. So when you catch yourself in expectation, you can start, you journal. So you can just kind of go through all the things that you kind of learned. You can practically write a map as to your experience and what you learned and what you got out of it. And that's the amazing part of it. You get that. And it feels good. It's chemical. We call it a chemical imbalance. but it's not that it wasn't fun, and it wasn't that it didn't have that. It's just that expectation showed up. And then you know you're not in, you're in the in love thing, not the love. Right? That's when you know that.
Yeah, and I've seen that. And the great thing is to actually spend time with someone who keeps telling me it's like, you're selling yourself short.
Yes.
He doesn't know those words, but he tells me, it's like, you're so much better than you think you are.
Yeah.
And then I feel that, and then I go, oh, yeah. And then I bring up the love again, and I could feel where I'm not doing that. And it's nice to have someone who can tell me that.
Yeah. And you'll get to where you're going to notice it before he says it, and you'll just move back to your core. Now, if you to get the most of where you are now, that's what you'll do. You'll just keep going back, and you'll build that. You'll get to that juicy place that is you, and you'll just keep building that and building that. And it's not that you're making it bigger and bigger and bigger. Is it that you're there more and more often with
it's
your
that
awareness.
I'm more me more often.
Yes.
Is that the idea? Okay.
That's it. you did it. So please don't beat
Thank
yourself
you,
up
Sherry,
for your
I
experience.
You so
we
much.
All loved your experience. So don't beat yourself up about it.
So. Oh no, it was great. I mean, like the good parts I will treasure forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like what's not to like about that? It was delicious.
Yeah. Yes.
It's just all the emotional pain that I could like do without.
Exactly. Okay. Take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So that was our last caller. So I'm going to do a quick check with the group. Okay, so there is some doubt. So I want to go ahead and collapse doubt. Self-doubt. Trust. Okay, so I'm feeling this restoration of trust. So let's go, and trust is something within ourselves. No one can give us trust. We have it ourselves. That's different than the dynamic relationship of learning to trust. This is different. This is like an inner trusting, just part of our awareness and knowing. I'm going to allow that to expand and the present trust. That's really beautiful. Okay, thank you all very much. It was just a pleasure to talk to you this morning. And I want to say aloha to everyone. Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Well,
thank you. Love you.
You guys
thank
take care.
So
we'll
thank
next
you.
Week.
Much
aloha.
Love to you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye-bye.